Yeah, give him coffee.
In the crowded lobby of Life 360 Church in Springfield, Esther Fida, a 28-year-old Congolese refugee, is keeping an eye on her young daughter. Esther's journey to the Ozarks started in a war zone. She lived in the capital city of South Kivu, where the conflict between ethnic and rebel groups has forced entire communities from their homes.
Many things happen, like the soldiers, some people can wear the soldier uniform and come and attack you in the house.
Esther's husband, Claude, told us the harrowing story of how their family escaped to the forest only to return to their home to find all of the men in their neighborhood killed. Esther, however, doesn't want to say a word about it. Right now, ignoring it is her way of trying to cope with the trauma.
I don't want to talk about it because I can remember them and feel bad. Yeah. I'm trying to forget, but it's not easy.
She says many of the refugees here in Springfield have also seen violence they can never forget, but that it's not common among refugees to seek mental health services for trauma. She was unfamiliar with the condition known in Western medicine as post-traumatic stress disorder. Dr. Margaret Buckner is an anthropology professor at Missouri State University. She volunteered with the Peace Corps in Eastern Central African Republic in the early 80s. She says avoiding talking about trauma shouldn't necessarily be chalked up to culture.
I mean, if you see someone in your family being shot in front of you, or you see your mother being raped in front of you, is that really something that you want to talk about and share with strangers, no matter what culture you belong to?
Buckner cautions against a one-size-fits-all approach to treating mental health.
We may think that our medical customs of treating trauma as a mental illness is valid cross-culturally, but that's what I would ask questions about.
Refugees qualify for Medicaid health care coverage, and in Missouri, that does cover therapy for psychological trauma from war. If refugees do decide to seek therapy, there are some services that will make communicating easier.
The program that we use is called Stratus ODI. ODI is on-demand interpreter.
Peggy Gray is an interpreter coordinator at Mercy Hospital in Springfield.
And we actually have 26, I think it is, video languages, but they do over 200 audio languages as well.
Thank you for calling Language Line Solutions. An interpreter will be with you shortly.
After dialing, a small video showed up at the corner of the screen so the patients can be seen. Gray emphasized that video is the primary choice since nonverbal communication is just as important as verbal communication.
So a video interpreter is trained to judge that, of when it's understanding and when it's, I'm listening, but I'm not understanding.
Back at the church, Esther Fida says she'll try to heal her trauma in another way. Through her church, her newfound friends, and her goals of earning a master's degree so that she can open up her own business here one day. For KSMU News, I'm Han Zhao.